Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and we're with our certified financial planner with Journey Financial, is Tim Heisterkamp joining us here now. So thank you very much, Tim, for coming on.
Thank you, Coltrane.
You bet. Well, it's our first time we've been able to check in with you here, Tim, in the year 2021. So can you just kind of give us an update from your point of view as far as how the market has done since the COVID debacle kind of started way back in the spring of last year to where we're at now?
Well, the market reacted right away with COVID. We had a big 34% drop in the market those first 7 weeks of COVID. And then after it hit bottom, which was about March 23rd, just right after the economy was closed down, the market has been doing very, very well. And we've had a steady rise to the upside. We'll have a pullback every once in a while, but so far the market still keeps going up.
And I know we spoke before about, you know, in preparation of the 2020 presidential election, you said the market back then reacts differently depending on who's in the White House or how that whole thing unravels. Can you kind of give us an update of how that happened this last year?
Yeah, it was pretty much a non-event. There's usually a knee-jerk reaction whenever there's a change, but it doesn't seem to last as long as it used to. The market will go down maybe for a day or two, and then it's just right back off to the races. Because the one thing that people have to remember is that no matter who is in the White House, there's 350 million Americans roughly. And we all have to get up and carry on every day. We have to turn on our lights, heat our homes, cool our homes. We get in our vehicles and we drive to work. We buy gas. We buy food. So economic activity continues to go on no matter who is in the White House. And so most of the time it's a knee-jerk reaction. And then after the cooler heads prevail, the market just seems to be going up again.
Now, obviously, with a lot of this federal funding spending that's been happening to get money into the hands of U.S. citizens to try and still help them through the after effects of COVID, I'm guessing American citizens are going to have to some point maybe pay that back, and maybe one small way is through inflation. How does inflation, Tim, how do you see that impacting the market and people's finances once all this big federal spending happens?
Well, without trying to get too technical here, the definition of inflation is too much money chasing too few goods. So when there's a lot of cash out there and there's not enough goods, inflation rises up. The next part of this, and again, I'm trying not to get too technical, but there's a lot of money in checking and savings accounts right now because of the government stimulus. So because there's been record number of cash in checking and savings accounts, you would expect inflation to increase. And inflation has. Things have gone up. You've seen it at the gas pumps. You've seen it at the lumber yards. Maybe some food items have gone up quite a bit in price. I just saw a sign the other day about beef prices being way up, and one of the restaurants in town had to charge higher prices for that. But the experts are on TV are telling us that this is going to be short term, that inflation will have a bump. And as we work through all this COVID and now even the Delta variant, that things will get back to normal and inflation will be going up at a normal rate. That's the $64,000 question. Who really knows? And I guess time will tell.
Well, and I know back last year when we had our first round of stimulus checks, it kind of came about right before the weather got really nice outside and people were starting to spend that money on alternative ways of having entertainment over the summertime. Rather than you couldn't go to an airport, you couldn't go to a hotel, everything was closed down. What did you spend your money on? Well, camping, outdoor activities, recreational vehicles. Tim, is that trend still kind of happening here this past summer, or are we starting to see more normalcy, quote unquote, with travel going, using those airports, using those hotels?
Well, I think we are seeing more normalcy travel or travel back to normal right now. I have traveled a few times this last year. I remember traveling last November and the airport was just dead. There was just hardly anybody there. That was in November. Then I traveled again in May and the airport was back to being busy and a lot of people there. So I think as businesses get back to having conferences again, you'll see more business traveling going on. And I think people are really wanting to get out and get back to, you know, their cruises, their trips to Mexico and whatnot. And so, yes, I think travel is increasing. I still don't see a lot of campers on the RV lots here in Jefferson, not like they were pre-COVID. So maybe people are still buying the campers and maybe people are still buying the boats. But I think that is shifting a little bit. And I think you are going to see people traveling again, getting back on the airlines and going to hotels.
And so, again, with you previously pointed out, a lot of money is sitting in people's bank accounts right now just waiting to be spent. How does that kind of help the economy overall when you have just, I guess, free cash for people to use?
Well, yeah, spending helps. I mean, if somebody has the cash to spend and they're spending at a business, then that business is going to increase their income, which allows them to either hire more people or expand or just help their overall bottom line. I think that's going to help. And I think that there's some companies out there that will probably do better than others because of that. So you have to think about it. And especially with this stimulus that's going on right now with children, if you have children, you're getting an extra payment every month. What are those families going to do with that extra money? Are they going to go out to eat more? Are they going to go buy new shoes, new clothes? And so as an investor, you have to try to think about who's going to benefit from this extra cash in bank accounts. And so that's what I'm trying to do.
Well, and finally here, I know that, you know, jobs are just raining from the sky right now. I mean, you turn around, you see everybody is starting to hire again, Tim, which is great. It's a good sign to see that businesses are starting to open back up again and trying to get back to some sense of normalcy there. Problem, though, still exists that even though you've got pretty much a gamut of different jobs available, people aren't picking those up as fast as employers want to see that. How does that kind of impact the overall labor market there?
Well, it's made the labor market really, really tight. We always talk about a participation rate alongside of the unemployment rate. So the participation rate is a number of people who can work who are actually looking for jobs. I think that number is trying to inch up a little bit, but still people have been making more money by not working through the unemployment benefits and the extra unemployment benefits that they're getting. Now, as those go away, you will see people re-enter the labor force and that participation rate go up, and hopefully we'll see the unemployment rate go down where people will come back to work. But it's been tough for businesses to find good help out there and people who want to work.
And how does that then transition back over to the overall stock market? I mean, when you don't have businesses running at full capacity, when you don't have more employees coming back and you have to scale back your services, does that overall impact the stock market?
Well, I think overall it should. It impacts the bottom line of each individual business because they're not able to sell as many goods as they normally would. They might have to cut back on hours and therefore decrease their sales. You take restaurants that don't have the staff to seat a full restaurant full of people, and so maybe the restaurant's operating at 50% or 75%. It all affects the bottom line, and it all affects the profit margins of business, which is really not good for the economy overall. But when you look at the stock market, and we see the stock market at all-time highs week after week after week, it seems to be shrugging it off. So there's probably a lot more to it, to the microeconomic side of things. And when we pop the hood and look at each business on how are they surviving, there's a lot more to it than what we can cover on the radio. So the market is doing well overall. I think businesses are figuring out what they got to do to survive. And in the end, I always give a lot of credit to the American businessman, because the American businessman and woman will figure it out in the long term.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program, here with Tim Heisterkamp. He's with Journey Financial in Jefferson. Community State Bank in Payton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.